The Alessian Rebellion. The Riemann Empire. The Septim Dynasty. Aeliads and Imperials. So far, during exploring Elder Scrolls, we have not discussed any of the races of humans in a significant capacity, and have mainly focused on the various civilizations of elves. Even though in this video we'll be talking about the Imperial race of humans, it's difficult to explain the history of humans in Tamriel without also discussing elves. For that reason, this video will combine the histories of two races that have dwelled in Cyrodiil, the Aeliads and the Imperials. To begin with were the Aeliads, a race of elves that, like others, started out in Somerset Isle before branching out into Tamriel. The group that would come to be known as the Aeliads, meaning Heartland High Elves in their language, settled in central Tamriel, what would eventually become known as Cyrodiil. It's believed that when they arrived, they encountered a pre-literate group of humans that they enslaved. The Aeliads created arguably the greatest of the early civilizations across Cyrodiil, using slave labor, expanding even to parts of Valenwood, Hyrok, Hammerfell, and Black Marsh. A number of cities and structures were built across Tamriel, with the most notable being the White Gold Tower in the center of Cyrodiil, originally known as the Temple of the Ancestors, an important religious location for the Aeliads. Rather than a central governing power that ruled over all of the Aeliads, a number of different city-states and kingdoms existed, all referring to themselves as Aeliads. It was during this time of disunity that a human woman was born as a slave in central Cyrodiil, named Alessia. In the early First Era, the Nords of Skyrim managed to eradicate or expel every elf from the lands of Skyrim, creating the first human civilization in Tamriel. Alessia used this motivation, along with the fractured state of the Aeliads, to begin a rebellion. Alessia learned of the Nordic pantheon of gods, and began praying to them for assistance. One of them sent her son, supposedly a demigod, to assist Alessia and the revolt. Alessia would go on to combine elements of both the Nordic pantheon as well as the Aeliad pantheon in order to appease both Nordic allies and Aeliad allies. 242 years into the First Era, the rebellion began in earnest, with Alessia and the other slaves joining up with the Nords and certain Aeliads that believed in her cause. A number of battles took place throughout the revolt, with Alessia and her forces pushing the elves inwards towards the White Gold Tower. After a year of battling, the humans overthrew the Aeliad Empire, and Alessia was crowned as the first empress of the new Cyrodiilic Empire. This point would not exactly mark the end of the Aeliads, as many other cities and small kingdoms remained, but the Alessians continued to wipe out many more over the years. After Alessia's death, she was made a saint, and a growing resentment was had for the Aeliad nobles who were allowed to live amongst the humans. A small group, known as the Alessian Order, whose leader claimed to be speaking with Saint Alessia, grew in power and eventually took control of the empire. A number of reforms followed along with this, including a shift towards the belief in a single god rather than a pantheon, the enforcement of harsh policies on any elves in the empire, and a reform of legal policies. Perhaps the most notable legal change at this point is the concept of guilty until proven innocent, a concept that would last in the empire for many centuries. The harsh policies and increasingly negative attitude towards elves led to many Aeliads being killed, as well as the destruction of countless artifacts, structures, and books. Eventually, most Aeliads that were still around decided to leave Cyrodiil in order to find better lives in Tamriel. Unfortunately, this proved just as disastrous, as any that traveled towards Skyrim were killed by the Nords, and any that went to Black Marsh were denied entry and died in their travels. Some did make it to Hyrok and successfully lived there, but the largest group that departed went to Valenwood, where they lived out their lives amongst the Bosmer. This is where the Aeliads leave our discussion, as the remainder of them died out by the Second Era, and no living Aeliads were sighted during the Third or Fourth Era. When Alessia died, she was made a saint by the god Akatosh, who also made a covenant between himself and the people of Cyrodiil. The covenant stated that as long as Alessia's descendants stayed true in worshipping Akatosh, and the ruler of the empire wore the Amulet of Kings given by Akatosh, he would protect the mortal realm from the forces of Oblivion. Thus, the Amulet of Kings became the clear symbol of imperial power in Cyrodiil. The Alessian Order ended up ruling Cyrodiil for roughly 2,000 years, but was eventually dissolved after civil war divided Cyrodiil, leaving the region without an emperor for 400 years. This period of division finally ended with the invasion of Tamriel by the inhabitants of a nearby continent, Akavir. The Akaviri landed in Skyrim, and managed to quickly conquer the Nords before moving into Cyrodiil. The disorganized and divided empire would have easily been taken over, but an ambitious general named Reman managed to unite the two halves of Cyrodiil in order to band against the invaders. With the assistance of Vivek and the army of Morrowind, the Akaviri were defeated, and in a remarkable turn, the surviving Akaviri swore their lives to Reman and went on to promote his succession to emperor. The Amulet of Kings had been lost following the fall of the Alessian Order, but was finally recovered, which would have allowed Reman to be proclaimed emperor, but he did not take the title. Regardless, his descendants did take the title of emperor, creating the Reman dynasty. Between Reman and his descendants, Cyrodiil and eventually Tamriel was united under a single banner for a short time. The Reman Empire would last for only around 200 years, before being broken by assassination, signaling the end of the First Era. With no descendant to crown as emperor, the rule of Cyrodiil ended up in the hands of the chief advisor to the emperor, an Akaviri. Of course, this advisor was responsible for arranging the assassination of the emperor, and Cyrodiil quickly began to fall back into disharmony after his death. A relentless series of campaigns to bring order to the region began, with many deaths and the impoverishment of Cyrodiil being the result. But the assassinating emperor would also eventually be assassinated himself, and his son would succeed him. The new emperor would also eventually be assassinated alongside all of his heirs, leaving Cyrodiil with no emperor and plunging it into chaos. During the following 400 years, the Amulet of Kings was lost once again, no emperor was crowned, and Cyrodiil was torn apart by petty wars and insurrection. It was a damaging time for most of Tamriel. Then came General Talos. Talos certainly deserves his own lore video, but to summarize, he was a general serving under a petty king of Cyrodiil, who managed to launch a conquest that began with conquering Cyrodiil and ended with controlling the whole of Tamriel. During this process, an assassin killed Talos's king, who had been crowned emperor, allowing Talos to become emperor instead. As emperor, Talos changed his name to Tiber Septim and reforged the covenant between Akatosh and Cyrodiil. This marked the end of the Second Era, and the short Third Era would be filled with a number of descendants of Tiber Septim as emperors, as many of them would be assassinated or otherwise have short reigns. Although the rule of Tiber Septim brought Tamriel to its most unified, this would gradually slip away over the years as the empire fell apart once again. Events culminated with the assassination of Uriel Septim VII, whose only surviving child, Martin, was illegitimate and wasn't aware of his noble birth. With the Covenant of Akatosh broken, portals to Oblivion were being opened around Cyrodiil as the Daedra attempted to take over Tamriel. During the Oblivion Crisis, a hero informed Martin of his responsibility and brought him the Amulet of Kings. Martin eventually used the amulet to defeat the Daedra and close the portals to Oblivion, killing himself in the process and ending the Third Era. Once again, the Empire was left without a proper ruler, and Cyrodiil devolved into chaos. This period fortunately only lasted 7 years, before a warlord named Titus Mede managed to conquer Imperial City and solidified the Mede dynasty. The Mede dynasty is still active to the present time, but Cyrodiil is still racked with violence and chaos. Most notably was the Great War, an armed conflict between the Empire of Cyrodiil and the Aldmeri Dominion. The Dominion sought to restore elven rule to Tamriel, and the war finally ended with a treaty being signed that heavily favored the elves, and greatly upset many of the Empire's people. Cyrodiil features likely the most convoluted and lengthy history of any of the regions of Tamriel, aside from perhaps Morrowind, and is beset by continual infighting, assassinations, and wars. Imperials in general, the people of Cyrodiil, contain features of the Nords, the Aeliads, and the Akaviri, allowing members of their race to be the most varied in their skill sets. The Aeliads, much like the Dwemer and the Snow Elves, are one of the lost civilizations of Tamriel that players can generally only encounter in the form of ruins and books. The future of Cyrodiil is up in the air at this point, but it's likely it will contain blood and tears.